The BBC reports that it has seen figures that show that crucial climate change advice is being ignored by every major energy company in the world. This comes as Barbados looks ahead to the upcoming COP28 climate conference.
In a couple of weeks, the nations of the world will gather in Dubai for the latest UN climate conference, the Conference of the Parties, or COP as we know them, and this one is COP28. And actually the key thing on the agenda is an assessment of the pledge that was made in Paris a few years ago to try and reach this target, to cut greenhouse gas emissions so the rising global temperatures can be limited to 1.5 degrees higher than pre-industrial levels. That was the big target. And all of the countries who were going, almost all of them in the world, signed up. And that figure is designed to limit the worst effects of climate change. Now, the International Energy Agency, which is the body that provides advice to the world on energy usage, says to make that 1.5 figure, it's pretty straightforward in terms of energy use. We can live with the fossil fuel reserves we have, so the gas and oil that we know where it is and it's planned for, but we shouldn't develop any more gas and oil fields. So that's the background.
And for that, we need energy companies to get involved in this. And you've been looking closely at what they're doing.
So with that in mind and the IEA's guidance, you know, keep what we have, but look for no more. Researchers went looking at the actual plans published by the top energy companies, the sort of financial data that they release. And they say the energy industry is sort of ignoring the warning not to look for new oil and gas fields. So these researchers in Berlin, they produced the global oil and gas exit list, and they assessed 700 companies, and 675 are planning new fields. So virtually all of them. Neil Bartsch oversaw the research.
The expenditure on exploration activities has yet again increased when compared to last year and the year before. It also shows that a lot more companies are trying to move new oil and gas resources into production.
So the biggest companies that we've all heard of, they're still out there looking for more oil and gas?
Yes, definitely. They all are.
So we heard from Neil Bartsch there, and we are approaching COP28 very shortly. Your research, what is that going to mean for that particular conference?
Well, I mean, it just shows the challenge that's ahead, because if you actually look at the data, the company that's going furthest beyond the International Energy Agency's advice for 1.5 degrees is the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, which is in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, where Dubai is. So it's planning to extract an additional 7 billion barrels worth of oil and gas from new fields. And just to put that in perspective, the man who runs ADNOC, the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, he's the same guy who's going to be the president-elect of COP28. So that they're two very hard hats to wear. Fatih Birol is the president of the International Energy Agency.
What worries me is that many of the leaders of the oil industry say our company, our strategy is in line with the global climate targets. You cannot say that our company's strategy is in line with the climate targets and at the same time plan to increase your oil, gas or coal production.
So if they're doing that, they're ignoring what you're saying?
Yes.
So the energy industry, look, what they say is, it's been put to me, maybe it's best to just have these conferences in places where the economy depends on oil and gas, because that's when you're more likely to get change. So there's a logic to going to Dubai. And the industry would say, look, we're transitioning. They're spending $1.8 trillion this year on renewables like solar and wind. And this transition process will mean we do need fossil fuels. We all in our lives know that we still depend on fossil fuels. But if you look at the stats, then it starts to get quite frightening, because last year, we used more coal than ever before. There were more CO2 industrial emissions than ever before. And this year, it's expected to be the highest year for use of oil. So it is a long road ahead of us.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.